Each week I'm joined by a very special guest. That's right. Each week I'm joined by our regular correspondent, Professor Ed Blakely from the University of Sydney, to tell us what's going on in the land of the free and the home of the brave, our big brother nation, America, the United States of America. Now, this week, taking a step back from the presidential election to look at another massive contest making headlines all around the world, the Olympic Games. Ed joins me on the line now. Ed, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thanks, mate. Thanks for joining us again this week. Now, you've been watching a bit of the Olympics, have you? What do you think of the Americans' performance?
Well, the performance overall has been very good. And until this morning, I was going to say the social performance has been very good. There's been a little glitch in the armor. Maybe the U.S. was trying to join a few other nations that I won't mention in their performance off the field. Rio, as you may know, I went there and did a show from there.
That's right.
So it's a place where one doesn't have to look for trouble.
In fact, that was some of the quotes coming out of it. Rio has enough troubles of its own. It doesn't need American swimmers adding to them. I mean, let's look at the performance up until that certain incident. Your athletes keeping it a little bit cleaner than the politicians at the moment.
That's right. I think the U.S. performance overall has been very good. The basketballers, of course, have been excellent, and the people in track and field, or athletics as we call it, have been doing a spectacular job, and they represent the country very well, and the kind of interracial harmony that the team has shown has been spectacular, and having this young black American being probably the most accomplished gymnast ever in the world has been a very special treat. So that's been good for the United States. And Australia's held up its side pretty well, too.
Absolutely. Well, okay, so now let's talk about these American swimmers. Ryan Locke is the main one we are generally talking about. He and his officials, Jack Conger and Gunnar Bentz, they've been accused of fabricating this story about being robbed at gunpoint to sort of cover up some bad behavior of their own. Now, I know I've seen friends in the United States, their response to this, some of them are, I guess you would call, race issues activists. Some of their response has very much been this kind of points to good old Ryan Locke as the privileged white male trying to get away with murder, trying to get away with whatever he likes by making these allegations and then getting on a plane back to the United States before they could actually catch up with him. What do you make of it all?
Well, there's probably some truth to that, but it seems to me, from what I've seen, there's a little bit on each side. There's obviously someone who approached the cab, whether that person had a gun or not. There's obviously some money that exchanged. But the issue here is how you behave after an incident. And the behavior of the four Americans was appalling. Tell the truth. Now, the truth has a lot of difficulties, but it ends you up in the best place possible. And they didn't do that.
No.
That's unfortunate. What will it have no effect on the games? But it does make the United States look, when it doesn't need to be vulnerable, a little bit vulnerable. Mm. What's going to happen on the political trail from this? Well, you're going to have both political parties and the partisans making something out of it. It seems to me this is going to be a one-day story. But nonetheless, we had a perfect story for both the candidates to say that Americans of all colors and types can work together. Mm. And that little glitch has harmed that story.
Mm. Well, as you say, up until now, and certainly still reflecting in the medal count, they've been doing, the American athletes have been doing a terrific, terrific job in Rio. While we're on the subject of these kind of small narratives that tie into larger narratives. A lot of controversy around Russia. The International Olympic Committee, they backed off from the blanket ban they were threatening against Russian athletes in what's seen as largely a commercial decision. But it does tie into a lot of tensions at the moment between the West and Russia, Putin and other world leaders. What do you make of this kind of controversy? Do you think it's tied into the games at all?
Well, it is in a small way. It may be in a larger way if you looked at the script entirely. The Russians were caught red-handed here, and they didn't look very good. The Olympic Committee did something that we have to respect. They let the individuals count, not the nation. So in this case, the Russian people had a little victory. And I think that little victory for the Russian people is going to repeat itself. The Turkish business and things like this. I think Putin's trying to find a way of humanizing his system before the people. There's a popular backlash. The economy there is in really bad shape, and nothing seems to be helping it. So a little bit of personal diplomacy is going on, and the Olympic Committee helped it.
Now, Ireland hasn't come out of it so clean as well. Ireland's top Olympic official, Patrick Hickey, he's been arrested for allegedly scalping tickets to Olympic events, which was not something I was aware where actually happened. But he's been arrested for allegedly being part of this scalping ticket scheme. How do you think this is playing into the Rio narrative?
Well, it's playing in ways that I didn't anticipate, because you see a lot of empty seats. So if he was scalping tickets, I don't know who they were for. The problem here is this is an Olympic official who's high up the food chain. This is a person that you can't ignore. And much like FIFA, things like this starts affecting the entire Olympic movement. This is not just an individual here. The athletes, we can let go. The Russian situation was handled very well by the Olympic committee. But now it looks like there's some poison in their own nest. And remember what happened with FIFA. It started out with a couple little incidents like this, and then it started unraveling. So I think the Olympic movement is going to be challenged by this incident, not just Ireland or this individual. There's a lot of talk about what's going to happen post-Tokyo.
Yeah, well, that's the next one in 2020, of course. A lot of the issues really did stem from the decision to put it in Rio to begin with, or according to a lot of critics, it seemed to stem from this decision to place the Games in Rio. 2020 Tokyo, I imagine they're probably going to be able to handle things in the lead up and at the Games, perhaps a little bit better than Rio's government was capable of doing. But these kind of narratives, these kind of challenges that you've just mentioned there, what are you expecting to see cropping up in the next 4 years?
Well, I think a couple of things. I think a lot of countries are going to drop out. They're not going to compete for the Olympics and having the Olympics there. We've had a hard time having anyone do the Winter Olympics, and not much on the offering after this one. The Summer Olympics, L.A. has inside track simply because nobody else wants to do it anymore. These scandals don't help. Now, the FIFA scandals, the Olympic scandals, the public can't really tell who's who here. So I think there's the games have been tarnished of all types, the international sporting games, and we're going to have to work very hard up to Tokyo, and with the Commonwealth Games coming here, and was it 2 years? You know, sport has been a way of international diplomacy, let's face it. And if the people who run it aren't clean, it hurts not just the sports, it hurts diplomatic efforts. So I'm hoping that we do a good job here in Australia, that Tokyo does a great job. And in the process, we get a lot of international communications going on around issues of human rights and the like, because that's what we need, and that's what these games symbolize.
Absolutely. Ed, well, thank you very much, mate. Always a pleasure to get you on, and glad we have a chat this morning.
And I hope we don't have Trump to talk about next week.
I don't know. There's a lot of Trump news coming out of the States at the moment, but always a pleasure, mate. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you.
Our regular US correspondent, Professor Ed Blakely from the University of Sydney, speaking with us there